He who holds the frame the longest wins. Say it.
Last week I have seen this news. Oh, it is men who aim for women out of their league. It is not that women go for the top 10%. It is the other way around. Men go for more attractive women than themselves. They have to lower their standards. Oh, it takes two to tango rehab. When I saw that article, I thought that they probably went by the slope approach of asking a random number of people to rate men and women, which still would be lazy. Slope approach to measure attractiveness. But turns out they didn't bother to do even that. Even that, brah. I checked the paper. They measured the attractiveness of users on the app by how many right swipes they have got. Like, they didn't even gather a random group of people, third-party people, and let them do the rating. Which still would be flawed because, as we all know, everybody overrates women's looks and underrates men's. But they didn't do even that. Guys, this is one of the reasons why I am telling you. You gotta stop taking every study seriously. When you base attractiveness on how many right swipes a user gets, obviously all women, nearly all women are gonna be in higher desirability. But that doesn't mean men ain't dumpster diving already. Like, how much lower can men stoop? Just to say I am in a relationship, men already sacrifice a lot. We are at a point where the bar literally can't go any lower. Just look at the size of the Manosphere channels, dude. I am willing to bet money that average Rehab Room viewer actually has higher SMV than average Better Bachelor viewer. And Better Bachelor probably knows and feels this too. Like, if he told them this in a more plain, more honest manner, they would get offended. But the reality is, a lot of his viewers, maybe even the majority, could be the majority very easily. They are in the same boat as you guys, SMV-wise, from a pure SMV standpoint. And Better Bachelor feels this too. But how much more can I lower my standards? And he was like, yes, more, even more.
Republic or Czech or whatever they call it now. But that's not for the West. Actually, it is, and that's part of what I asked AI to do, is to analyze this against all other data that has come out from other studies similarly in the Western countries, Europe, Australia, etc. And they said, no, actually, this aligns with all those studies. And I know you're saying, but dude, we're already, just to find a hookup, we're already borderline women I don't want to be with just because I'm trying to get laid or I'm trying to go out on a date or something. You're telling me I have to dip even lower? And the answer to that is, yep, you do.
Guys, they are trying to mislead and gaslight you with studies and fake data. This is why studies are not to be trusted blindly. And we don't even need a source for everything, bro. Sometimes I try to use them myself, the reliable experiments and data myself, yes, but that is because people are going to be like, oh, bro, you know, what do you base that on? Rehab, I know a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. Who knows another guy.
When the BP is really self-evident, guys. For any triple-digit IQ individual, it is self-evident. You don't need a study to know what is obvious. If your house is on fire, right, you don't need a study to know that you are screwed, you know? And I am telling you this because I know there will be some snarky comments again. Or, yep, it was all about the data and studies. But when there is data, a study that contradicts the BP, all of a sudden you are singing in a different tone. Guys, people are going to try to gaslight you with so-called studies and data. But the context of the data matters a lot. Because you can't find the right answer to a wrong question. That is why it is often difficult to debate on a live stream, because if someone had brought this up in a live debate, right, how can I say anything without looking at how the experiment was conducted in the first place? These people realize that, okay, we show them one anecdotal example and they come up with 100. So we gotta have something on our side. So what they do is they cling on to those studies and fake data to gaslight you. When people come to us, all, oh, Rehab, look at this study destroying the looks theory. And I go check the paper, the data, and it is always a combination of these. I'm going to list them one by one. First, methodology is incorrect, like this one. If you want to make a point that it is actually men who go for partners above their level, if you want to do that, then you got to find a better study than just comparing right swipe or message count. It is also disingenuous, very disingenuous to word it as desirability. rather than plain attractiveness, physical attractiveness. Because if you word it as desirability, of course, technically you could blame it on men. No matter how much they aim for the lowest. Because the women at the bottom are still going to have more right swipes and message counts than 90% of men on those apps. So you can play that game of gaslighting forever if you frame it as desirability rather than physical attractiveness. And make it look like it is men who have too high standards. Oh, it takes two to tango up. If a 7 out of 10 dude right swipes on a 4 out of 10 woman or a 3 out of 10 woman, that would mean that he's going for a woman above his league because she has got more messages, more right swipes than him. It is easy that way. There's a lot of intellectual dishonesty, man. Sometimes these mistakes are just innocent methodology errors, but sometimes they are deliberate attempts. And the second reason is, this is also very important because this applies to life at large in general. Guys, you can't find the right answer to a wrong question. This goes for pretty much every problem you are going to deal with in life. First, you should be able to ask the right question. Identify the problem first. A lot of those studies are conducted by the institutionalized blue pill industry. When your starting point, the entire premise of your paper is contingent on something that is so off the mark, so incorrect, of course you are going to find anything but the truth. You are going to be running in circles. An example of this is this. I remember a guy was telling me, oh, rehab, check this paper out. It is the body smell, body odor that is attracting ladies. But when you check the paper, you see that they were not even controlling for looks. The entire premise of their argument is based on, oh, your face and background don't matter anyway. When you start your research from that point of view, of course you are going to find anything but the truth. That is one of the major limitations of the traditional legacy academic psychology, where it fails to capture the context and therefore can't give an accurate picture. They are throwing around decades-old theories like, oh, assortative dating, the similarity theory. People are attracted to what is similar to themselves. Is that so? Is that so, bro? Or could it be that most people just didn't have the opportunity before and still don't now to this very day? You know, let's say ethnics who don't have opportunities to get different partners, white girlfriends and boyfriends. If you look at the European data, and see that white people get married with other white people. Is it because of assortative dating or certain features are objectively seen as more attractive? Question mark. If white girls were readily available in certain countries like, let's say, Bangladesh, India, would this assortative dating theory you have got still hold? Would men go for women just like themselves, or would you see men trying to date and marry white girls? Question mark. Question mark, bro. I'm just asking a question. But of course, when you operate from the premise of, oh, that doesn't matter anyway. Objective physical beauty doesn't exist. It's the social construct. Of course, you are going to reach the assortative attraction theory. I mean, this is one of the shortcomings of the academic psychology. They fail to capture the context of today's dating landscape. They keep repeating those old academic theories that have been regurgitated for decades, which don't hold much weight in today's world. I remember this was the argument of the girl Wheat Waffles was debating last year. Oh, assortative dating theory. It is cherished in the academia. How are you going to respond to that? What can you even say? I remember I was going to make a video reacting to that, but I just couldn't get around to doing that at the time. Just like so many others.
And above, but these are not the only people mating. I mean, we can just look around. People who are under 6 feet have girlfriends. People tend, like I said, this is the most well-researched theory in the psychology of attraction, is the assortative mating and the similarity attraction hypothesis, that people tend to mate across on a multitude of different metrics. And so I guess my main issue is, if this is the way that you're saying the world is, then how come we are not seeing that in the real world? How come we are not seeing that it's just really tall or just really attractive people?
I will try to find that clip during editing, but guys, the point I am trying to make is this. The traditional legacy psychology just fails here because they ask a wrong question. People are just not comfortable with the idea of genetic determinism and lookism. They think it is something shallow, but that is the idea those institutions are running their experiments on. The idea of looks don't matter anyway. when you're asking the wrong question, any answer you are going to find will also be wrong. The studies and experiments are almost always done from the assumption of face and background not being a major factor. Or even if they pretend to control for physical attractiveness, they are not able to measure it correctly because they take what people have to say at face value. Which actually brings me to the next point. Guys, those experiments often don't take the Hawthorne effect into account. There is a major gap between people's stated preferences versus revealed actual preferences. They will say something and do something completely different. People are gonna give you the socially desirable answer when they think they are being observed. And this point is exactly why online dating app experiments are gonna give you a lot more accuracy, because this is an intimate matter. Unless you can spy on people's bedrooms and see who they are hooking up with, this is as good as it is gonna get. Oh, don't use dating app stats as an argument, dude. Not everybody is using dating apps. Just read this cringe-maxed similarity dating theory. But the reality is a lot more straightforward. People complicate, overcomplicate stuff. You can go ask 100 million people. Doesn't mean anything. But a data showing the actual behavior of only 10,000 people, only 10,000, is a lot more credible than what 100 million people have to say. What people have to say is worthless than dirt, if it doesn't match their behavior, of course.
10% of guys just don't have a social
circle. I mean, well, even with online dating apps, like, there are far more men on there than women, but even under 30, about half have used it. 30 to 50 drops to 37%. It's about 47%. So you're right that people say it's the best way to meet people, but it's still only 47% that say that. And then like 23% say still like through friends. So it's still under, even though it's the most compared to other ways to do it, it's still under half.
I mean, this applies to us men as well. This is one of the reasons why I believe those virginity numbers are most likely worse than they look. Men will be inclined to say they are not, and women will be inclined to say they are, even if they are not. There was another so-called data. I didn't make a video about it back then. It was something like, oh, study shows women are attracted to bald men. But it turns out it is just some survey. You can never take that stuff seriously. The very same applies to phenotype as well. Shoving a camera to women's faces and asking them whether they would date X, Y, Z. It is the same as asking them if they are some evil racist. This is the entire reason why an experiment being double blind is very important. So controlling for looks ain't enough. Controls for looks, but doesn't remove the Hawthorne effect, doesn't control for stated versus actual preferences, that paper still ain't worth much. Because women are gonna say something and do something completely different. You have guys like Think Before You Sleep pushing unironically that women are attracted to kindness just because they said so.
As long as you act like a man, are honest about it, and are doing well in other aspects of your life and other aspects of your character. The only girls that care about a guy having lots of sexual experience are girls who want short-term relationships.
Dude, outside of this community, the default thinking system is that. The default premise of those experiments and studies are conducted on. Ask women what they are attracted to, and you are going to have guys like Think Before You Sleep. At this point, you can't even tell who's being, you know, serious and who is not. Some of you were like, oh yeah, bro, you know, that clip is sarcastic. You know, the last week's video. I don't know that person. Maybe you are right. But even if he's sarcastic, there are countless people like him who unironically say stuff like that. Think Before You Sleep being one of them. The moment you step out of this community, bro, it is the default thinking system for normies. Doesn't matter if that guy was being sarcastic. Guys, I want to emphasize one thing again. This is very important because we also do this, bro. If you don't understand that, you are going to think that it is only women doing this. No, bro, we also do this. This is why what men have to say also don't hold much weight. Destiny, for example, was talking about that self-reported partner count of men, arguing that height isn't that important because of men's self-reported body count.
When you look at the average partners, you're not finding that, like, all these women, it's like 15 average partners when you're 6 foot plus and only 3 partners for guys. Like, even guys that were 5'2 to 5'4, my short kings, no offense, even those guys were on average like 9.1 partners. They were like 4 average partners away from the guys that were 6'5. This is a 2015 study, evolutionary psychology.
Bro, if they ask me, Rap, how many partners have you had in the past? I am not gonna say 0, but a woman might say 0. even if it is not, because it is actually something positive for her. It increases her SMV, since in her case, it is obviously a choice. I can't say zero, bro. I can't say zero. Even if it is some faceless online questionnaire, I am not gonna say zero. And even if we assume they are not lying, even if we assume that the half-turn effect was not present for the sake of the argument, indeed, only 63% of people who answered that poll were single, not more. Even if we assume that, another major flaw with the studies trying to measure male loneliness is the sampling bias, guys. Because people answering those questionnaires are going to be out and about people who are going to be much less likely to be a, you know, rot maxed loner. Even that 63% army, I would bet money the real number is actually higher. Percentage of adult young men that are single. I would bet money that the real number is higher than 63%. I just can't prove it. Because true rot maxers, neat maxers, won't be replying those studies, those polls. Oh, we asked 200 college students at the campus. Yeah, but those out and about men, not rot max dudes, who spend 17 hours a day playing video games, whilst running 7-hour long TFM live streams in the background. In politics, they call this, you know, so-called shy conservative voter phenomenon, meaning that liberals are overrepresented in the polls, which is often true. And it is the same here. You can call it, you know, the shy sub 5 factor. You can call it the silent rot maxer, the ghost of rot maxer, whatever, right? You can call it whatever. But the point is going to be the same. People answering those polls are going to be out and about people, not kind of people you are trying to find and count. And then on top of all this, even if you assume that the half-turn effect wasn't present, sampling bias wasn't there, which is very, very unlikely, then there is the context. For example, let's say 63% is right. Let's say the 37% didn't lie. You gotta know the nature of the relationships they are in. How many men dumpster dive and still get treated like trash just to have a girlfriend? You know, you gotta ask these questions. Even if the guy in that 37% is in a relationship, but in what conditions? The real situation, I promise you guys, the real situation is a lot worse. A lot worse than just 63%. Or, yep, you know, that virginity number? Women also report similar numbers. Doesn't mean anything, bro. For women, it is a choice. The context. Then you gotta think about other factors that I have mentioned. Whether the half-turn effect was there. Sampling bias. The silent rot maxer effect. You can't say much without knowing this. So guys, I have listed 4 main reasons why those studies are not to be taken seriously. And often are made that way on purpose. To gaslight you. As if you're all making it up. It is actually you who should be lowering your standards. And this is also another reason why it is so pointless to go on debates. People were asking me, Rehab, what would you have done differently? Guys, I can't be sitting there and read every single trash paper coming. So during the debate, someone is going to be like, oh, look at this, Rehab. Look at this study. It proves that women don't prioritize looks. How am I just supposed to read the paper on the fly to know what is wrong with it? Those live debates are useless, man. I am telling you. Oh, I am going to debate. I am debating. It is not that I am scared or I have any doubts about the BP. But live debates are just a show, guys. Just a show. It is not a good way to get to the bottom of the issues. If I am debating a white girl, no matter how much stupid nonsense she's spouting, she's gonna look like she's right to normies. Her viewers are gonna be like, I can barely understand what this guy is saying. Is Rehab recording with a toilet paper or something? You know, the vicious and vile insults are gonna come out. Maybe she won't say it herself out of manners, but her oofy-doofy viewers in the comments will. And even some of you are gonna side with her. I already know. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, some of you are gonna agree with her. Especially ethnic viewers. Or yeah, you just got schooled by her, dude. The moment a white girl with a cool British accent opens her mouth, you guys are gonna be like, oh yeah, she owned you, dude. She's gonna throw around some academic word that she doesn't understand herself. I will make a pronunciation mistake and everybody's gonna be like, oh yeah, she was running you. She was running you, dude. Won't even matter what I say, what I do. She's gonna sound like she's right in every single possible scenario. And then you are gonna have all the haters making reaction videos gleefully. That is why I don't accept their offers. Not because I have any doubts. But guys, the final takeaway of the video. I know 95% of you won't be nerding out. Try to find and read the papers. Doesn't even matter if the paper is in favor or against the BP. Most people won't do that. I am just telling you, don't fall victim to their gaslighting tactic by telling you that, oh, there's a study. Those so-called studies almost always fall into one of the four major flaws that I just mentioned. But yeah, don't be a free agent in life.